You are listening to the OneOfUs.net Podcast Network.
Hey everybody, Justin Zarian here. I just want to say, if you guys like what you hear in this review, if you like what you hear on Digital Noise, on Highly Suspect Reviews, on any of our shows, please consider being a subscriber. For $2 a month, you get access to a whole ton of exclusive content through our subscriber forums. We got The Breakfast Pub with all of our discussion on news and trailers. We got The Gathering, this great party show, very reminiscent to the old party shows from Spill.com and all those other sites. We got a whole lot of great content down there, and you guys would just really enjoy it. We also want to give a shout out to our sponsors at Oscar Blues Brewery. They've been a big supporter to the site lately, and they're helping provide Chris with all the beer to supply at The Gathering and our special parties. Just a big shout out to their Dale's Pale Ale, which is the original craft beer put in a can. It's their big calling card, and they have built a big brewing company out of it. It's supposed to be really, really good. Give it a shot. And with that, tune in for this review. I hope you enjoy it. Lorenzo, cue the music. All right, we're talking about the Jurassic Games, this new cinematic masterpiece of something, all right.
Yeah, it's a battle royale movie, and it's every bit as cheaply made and broken as PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds. So that should probably tell you everything you need to know about this movie.
Yeah, this movie's in serious need of updates. Hey, everybody, this is our premiere episode of The Screener Squad. We are covering all those movies that slip through the cracks, the ones that don't get full theatrical release, the ones that are straight to DVD, the ones that Chris just does not have the time to review. But don't worry, we're on top of things. This is your host, Justin Zarian, and with me is my good friend, Ethan. Ethan, how are you?
I'm doing fine, considering that I just got done watching that movie.
Yeah, so we're not going to beat around the bush too much with this movie, folks. Well, so most of you probably are thinking, what the frick's the Jurassic Games? Well, this is the newest masterpiece from Schlockmeister, what's his name? Ryan Belgart. You probably don't know who he is, and because his movie credits really don't have a lot to them. Like, what? The biggest thing he directed before this was this movie called Gremlin. I don't even know what that is. And this other movie called Army of Frankensteins.
Army of Frankensteins sounds a bit more compelling than either of these ones, though. What that is.
You'd think, right? Oh, and it's just as badly rated as this film is.
A young man travels back in time, finding himself entrenched in the Civil War with an army of Frankensteins.
Well, and this movie kind of has that whole thing with the... Yeah, basically, it's Hunger Games, and occasionally they bring in dinosaurs. But it's even more broken than that. You'd think on a basic level, that should be interesting to me.
Let's be honest about what this is, though. It's one of those, I guess, straight-to-Redbox titles that come out to dupe people into getting a movie that might be related to whatever the hottest movie that's coming out is.
Yeah, I'm surprised this isn't an Asylum film or a sci-fi original movie.
I mean, this is obviously targeting people who have just gone to see the new Jurassic World and are like, Jurassic Games, that's another... I don't know, potentially family-friendly, which definitely isn't.
Nope.
Dinosaur-related film that I can put on in front of the kids.
You know, the funny thing, though, is, too, this movie you expect to be like, oh, it's about 10 convicted prisoners who are being forced to compete in this game, and, you know, you get to watch them be brutally executed. You'd think there'd be lots of violence and brutal kills in this thing. No. There is some of the lamest kills you will ever see in any, like, dinosaur action movie in this film.
Well, there are also two things in the premise of the film itself that I think completely hamstrings it. The first one is that it's not a proper battle royale like you'd see in the film Battle Royale or in the Hunger Games. It's a bunch of prisoners in VR headsets, and when they die, they're given a lethal injection. When they die inside of the VR game. And apparently, they're also able to feel pain, but they're not wearing one of those fucking Ready Player One suits or anything.
Yeah, they're not moving. They're not doing anything. There's no one hitting them or touching them during this. So how the frick are they feeling pain? Is it just their brains being tortured, like in The Matrix or something like that?
It's never explained, and it's constantly cutting to, like, all these audience members and viewers at home who are watching this, and I'm wondering... I mean, there's obviously a giant disconnect, and the movie never explains, you know, someone's being eaten by a dinosaur. So are they just kind of, I don't know, they're obviously not feeling teeth penetrate their body. They're just feeling some kind of stimulus response that's never explained, and then they're given a lethal injection.
Yeah, which it makes it really hard to feel any sympathy for these characters. Even more so than the fact that these people, except for the one main guy who's like, well, maybe he didn't kill his wife. Maybe he's innocent. Everyone else, though, is a convicted felon of multiple mass murders and suit and bombings. And
yeah. And I think that's the other part where the premise of this film just kind of destroys the entire film is they, like in Battle Royale or like in The Hunger Games, they try to talk about the morality of the whole situation. But they make it very clear in these, you know, janky Suicide Squad-esque flashbacks that almost all of these 10 people are some kind of serial killer or violent criminal who have been put on death row rightfully. There's one chick that, like, streams her killings. She was,
yeah, on the not-YouTube channel Videopoly.
Well, and it makes sense in movies like Hunger Games or Battle Royale where you're just plucking innocent kids out of some kind of lottery system. But here, they're trying to argue about, like, the human ethics of this. And it's death row prisoners who have voluntarily signed up for a chance to win a competition that could save them their life. And they're acting like you've got characters in this who have the same level of moral outrage that, you know, certain people feel in a movie like The Hunger Games, which is about an oppressive and tyrannical government that plucks random kids in a lottery to compete to kill each other.
Yeah, and they do a very piss poor job at trying to explain that with all these like social commentary moments with the, you know, the viewers at home, like you were mentioning, like some of the worst extras you will ever see in these films too. Like just people who are like, okay, this is my big scene. I need to make it very dramatic. Like, yeah. Do you remember that old guy who's taking a big drink of his soda or whatever? Just like, this is my big scene. He just takes a sip of his cup and then it cuts. You never see that dude again after that.
It makes me think of that episode of Always Sunny in Philadelphia where Dee gets cast in the M. Night Shyamalan movie and she's just supposed to play a corpse in some kind of genocide, but she has to like embellish it and moan like she's a zombie.
Yeah.
Just like they're hamming it for all it's fucking worth.
Oh, really? They are. It's just so sloppy. It's so cheap. And then like what? There's a group of protesters who are protesting thing that's clearly just five people that they just cut back to every now and then.
Well, I think it was just twice, and both times they were, like, muted or whatever.
Yeah, oh my gosh. And that's also to say that, man, you think with the, you know, the amazing actors they got in this movie, like freaking, what was it, Perry Riley, or think what's her name?
Perry Reeves? She's Perry not an Reeves. Amazing actor.
She no, just, no, I'm just saying, like, these people from established properties that we've
like
seen.
Like Entourage.
Also. Yeah,
she's
yeah.
Mrs. Ari in Entourage, and she's in this.
Yeah, you'd think that they would get some people who maybe can act in this movie, but nope. Every single person in this movie is bland or absolutely terrible. And I don't think that could be encapsulated even more so than the lead actress who's playing the teenage serial killer. What's her name? Joy. Ooh, man. People, I can't even communicate. No, you know what? If you watch the trailer, you already know how terrible this actress is. She is, you know when you think like pretty girls who are like going to like a school play and they're supposed to play like the bad guy? They're just like, you know, I don't feel emotions and I'm going to kill you when I'm done with this. It's that level of amateurish and terrible. And, you know, okay, let me say this. Let me challenge you. Who do you think is the best actor in this movie?
Well, I don't recognize any of them, so I'd have to look at their names.
You know,
I don't feel like there's any merit to asking that question.
Nah, probably
because
not.
It was all, like I said, it's one of these Redbox property knockoffs that could very easily be on something like I Hate Everything's Search for the Worst series on YouTube.
It pretty much is. I mean,
it makes me think of like, you know, I remember when Frozen was a big thing, there was some movie called like Iceland it on Redbox that, and it's clearly aping like the artistic aesthetic of that, of whatever Disney or DreamWorks movie is out. This is that, but just, you know, a live action film with a shitty shoestring budget.
It really is. And it's, you know, there's a reason why we're talking about this terrible budget too. The dinosaurs that are featured on the cover of this thing only show up for maybe 20 minutes of the entire runtime. Everything else is just a bunch of random actors filmed on some of the cheapest looking sets. Like,
well, it looked like they found some kind of rock formation in a national park and they they filmed almost all of their action scenes from somewhere around this rock formation, you know, on the side of this boulder. All right, this next scene, we're going to do it over here. But you can tell that it's, like, the same general area the whole time.
Oh, yeah. Like, even there's a whole big sequence where halfway through the film, they get sent into this maze where they're being chased by velociraptors. Literally, there are two sets, and it's just the same two sets, and they just position the camera angles in different positions. So it makes it look like they're running around different walls and corners.
When they're doing the maze on the screen?
Oh, no. Even after that, when they're being chased by the raptors. Yeah. They're literally the same two sets. They're just shooting them at different angles. It's that level of cheap. And that just reminded me, too, one of the funniest and worst scenes in this movie. Because there's one part when they show this. Is he Chinese or Japanese, the assassin dude? You
know? I don't know. He's Asian.
Okay. So they established this this Asian hitman early on in this film. And you think, like, oh, he's going to be the guy who's the toughest nails dude who's going to help you fight through this scene. And he has this gratuitous fight sequence where he fights against three raptors with a chain. And it goes on for, like, 3 minutes, and some of the worst action choreography you can ever see, where, you know,
and only for him to die off screen at the end.
Yeah, no, it's
like,
not even
he falls on the ground, and it's he's off screen, and you see all the raptors, like, converge over him because they're too cheap to. It's a piece of shit schlocky movie, and they can't even give us any schlocky deaths.
No, and that's the thing that's most, even the other deaths, like, there's a
like, if you want to watch schlocky bullshit, watch a Trauma film.
Yeah,
watch Toxic Avenger or something where you're actually going to get something gratuitous.
Yeah.
This just fails on every front.
It really does. I mean, it's pretty terrible. There's only a few scenes that I can say I got some unintentional enjoyment out of this. Like, that one line that we laughed about early on where they talk to the crazy dude in one scene. And what was it they're saying? Like, you know, people die of cancer.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to remember.
And it's like, yeah, you know, my brother's dying of cancer. And it's like, poor people die of cancer all the time, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, no, it was like
something like that. It's so hokey. It's so over the top. It was
really
funny.
No, the guy was like, the one guy that they were, that the two brothers who had the mother who's dying of cancer recording.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah, he was like, people don't die of cancer anymore. So I guess this is supposed to be, I don't know, some kind of
commentary. So,
well, no, not commentary. I guess it's vaguely referencing that this is in the distant future. In the near future or something.
Yeah, it's like 2040 something.
And then he responds, only rich people don't die of cancer, piece of shit. With like one of the worst Southern accents I've heard in a while.
Was he supposed to be Southern? It
sounded like it.
It seemed to come in and
so
out.
So I was like, what time. The fuck? Is this Elysium now? Or... and then they just never come back to that whole idea.
No, and that guy, again, don't be invested in these characters. They're badly written. They're badly thought out. The morals of this movie don't make any gosh dang sense why you should feel any sympathy for these people. It's, yeah, I'm sorry. This is such a downer note to say. This first movie we watched is a complete crap pile. It is that level of incompetently made. And, you know, it's just, if you go see it, I'm sorry. You just have really poor taste watching this film. So any slightly redeeming qualities to tie off this thing before you give your rating, man, or...
I don't know, making fun of it. There was a scene, there's an old man who's in there, and they talk about how he's a how he's a school bomber, and it cuts to like a cell phone video of some kid being like, "Hey, Mr. So and So, how are you?" And he just stares menacingly into this kid's camera, leaves his briefcase on a picnic table in the schoolyard, and walks off backwards in the other direction, staring down the camera. And then there's a really poorly computer generated explosion.
It's really bad.
That got a chuckle out of me.
Yeah. I mean,
also, maybe laughing at Perry Reeves like hitting an absolute rock bottom here.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like the first few seasons of Entourage. I mean, it's a trashy bro piece of shit show, but you know, her and her husband were at least amusing on that.
It's
kind of funny to see her landing here.
And she's not even trying in this. She's barely in this movie. And
And
even the host dude, who seems like... You seem like that would be the most charismatic and interesting character to play in this movie. He's just so amateurish, you know?
Well, yeah, and the whole thing, they try to make him out to be this super evil guy throughout the course of the film, and it's like, no, these are a bunch of serial killers, and one of them... They've all volunteered to be here, and one of them might get the chance to go free. So it's like,
I mean, the only guy who
how do you have too much moral qualms with what he's doing?
The only guy who has any sympathy is the guy who was wrongfully convicted. And he, you know, and that's the problem. It's like, that's the only way you can care about any character in this movie.
And this brings me to another issue, is the whole them not killing each other thing. They spend a lot of time with the whole cast running together. There's like eight people in this competition.
Two die right off the bat, pretty
much. So for the majority of this, there's like eight people running around, and they're forming alliances, and it's like, when the pool is that small, I can understand with something like
Hunger Games
or Battle. Yeah, Hunger Games has a few dozen. Battle Royale has maybe like, I don't know, 40, 50 kids.
Yeah.
You can understand alliances there because it's about surviving as long as you possibly can. But when there's so few people and so many of them are serial killers, why doesn't it just makes sense for them to be fucking killing each other?
Well, they're not acting like convicted felons. Like that freaking woman who's the YouTube murderer or whatever, she seems like a completely different character in the game than when she's in her, you know, YouTube videos killing the guys. Like,
yeah, it feels completely divorced from what they're telling us about the characters because they're all kind of like making friendly.
Yeah, it's stupid. And there's even more stuff that's just totally inexplicable that's, you think would be more interesting. Like, the only part that totally freaked me out is like, what the frick, that one guy who fell down the cliffside and then a bunch of like scarabs from the mummy kill him? Like, what? Where did that come from?
I don't know. Maybe somebody watched The Mummy and was like, well, I can't think of anything creative to do, so let's just have those flesh-eating scarabs from the mummy kill.
Yeah, it was really bad. So I seem to be torching you long enough. What would you give this movie, man? Like, so you know about our One of Us scale here. It's, you know, we have a, you know, it's just pretty much whatever to your subjective opinion is.
I'll go, let's go with zero straight to red box pieces of shit out of five straight to red box pieces of shit.
Wow, a zero. You could not find anything redeeming about this movie.
No. It's a cash grab.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
No, fair enough. I find that this movie was also pretty terrible. I got a couple unintentional laughs. I got a couple things where like, okay, that was kind of mildly cool. But anytime this movie had a modicum of a good idea, they just had, you know, you can make good movies on a shoestring budget like this, but they just found a way to mess it up every single time. So I give this movie 1 out of 5 keys impaling somebody's arm. Which, okay, the physics of that a key could impale his arm when it's in the sand, it just, wow. Okay, whatever you say, movie, whatever you say.